Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you back?
So, yeah, I was trying to close Windows out and I closed you files. Like, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the media, like, I'm watching the media talk, like, ask Trump questions, and I watched it on CNN this time because I just said, let me put it on CNN, and all the headlines were at the bottom of that. Oh, because Fauci predicted. According, like, there was a model, and he said, according to the model, if one did anything, then they would project like 100,000 deaths, right? So, bottom CNN, oh, Fauci deaths could reach 100,000. Just see it. People are watching CNN, like, because I don't know in your state, but this state is very rebel.
Right.
So, my sister watches CNN, my brother watches. I watch CNN once in a while, but I watch Fox too. Like, I watch a lot.
Right.
I watch it differently. I'll flip them, you know, because
yeah,
I want to see, you know. And but you can see the difference in coverage. Like, CNN is just saying, like, fucking, they're just putting out gloom and doom.
Right.
And I don't think they would be doing what they did if Obama was president. That's just my opinion.
Right. Hey, would you do me a favor? Could you disconnect and connect again? For whatever reason, like, your connection is, like, off a little bit.
Buzz?
Yeah.
All right, let me get out.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's go live.
It looks clear to me, but...
All right, let's go ahead and go live here.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. And we have a great show for you today. And as always, if you want to call in and ask questions, you can call in right now at 323-870-3857. And we'll be here till about 8 or 8:30 tonight. Today, we're going to talk about the first two fights of the heavyweight tournament are set. Rocky Marciano versus Evander Holyfield. Muhammad Ali versus Tyson Fury. Both big fights. And we're going to talk about them soon, but first, we're going to get started with the news and rumors. Tell you what, not a whole lot of things to report here, but a few things, a few tidbits here. Kell Brook versus Terrence Crawford could possibly be happening, of course, once this all blows over. It's being reported by Sky Sports that Kell Brook talked with Bob Arum, and that the UK may be the place to host this fight. It seems that all parties agree. It seems that Terrence Crawford, Bob Arum, they're all on board. B, you like this fight?
I don't hate it, but I'm not, like, crazy in love with it either. I don't think so either.
I don't see it either, but I think it's a competitive fight. I think this could be a more competitive fight than Crawford's had in a while. I don't know.
I don't think so. But
really? You don't think so? Not in front of the UK crowd?
No.
You're British.
It'll be a good event.
Yes.
But
very good event.
It'll be promoted. It'll be promoted well. I don't know. I just have a hard time seeing Brooke do anything with Crawford.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he beats him, put it that way. I don't think he beats him. But... let me ask you this. The fact that he fights Kell Brook, does that make the Spence fight any closer? Because the logic, the conventional wisdom is he'll stop him. He'll stop him earlier. He'll do a better job than Errol Spence did against him. Does this make that fight any closer to happening?
I think I'm going to be honest with you. I honestly believe that both guys will have one opponent, and then they'll fight each other next.
I kind of get that feeling, too. I think that fight is a little bit closer than we all thought.
I have a feeling that Danny Garcia may be Spence's next opponent. And if he gets by Danny Garcia, I think Crawford's next.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
I'll tell you what, I'm not hating that idea. That's for sure. And what do you think about a Crawford-Spence fight? Or not Crawford-Spence, but Spence and Garcia. Hey, that's a pretty good fight. That's not a bad
fight. That's a decent fight.
That's a better fight than Cal Brook, no?
100%. I mean, you can say what you want about Garcia, but Garcia's got skills, and I don't see anyone just blowing him out of there. So
it's tough because the conventional pick, you're going to pick, you're going to pick Errol Spence over Garcia, sure. But as much trouble as he had, with Sean Porter, as much trouble, Sean Porter gave him, it kind of, you kind of looked at that, like, that kind of changed my mind about Spence, and I was riding with Spence to beat Crawford.
Well, now, that was before the car accident, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a negative Nelly here, but we don't know if that car accident did have an effect, if he's not going to be 100% moving forward. Yeah.
Well, I mean, by all accounts, he's okay, and he didn't suffer any severe damage.
Yeah, he's okay.
But you gotta wonder because he hasn't fought since then. You know what I mean? He hasn't fought. He hasn't.
But again, being okay to go about your everyday regular life is one thing. But being okay
to get in there,
to get hit in the head. I don't think anyone is okay.
It's not a normal act. It's not a normal act.
Just regardless of if they were acting or not, I don't think anyone's okay to get hit in the head.
No.
But I don't think getting in a car accident and suffering trauma makes it even better to get hit in the head. I don't think it has a positive effect on that.
Right.
So
yeah, that's the thing, man.
That's just my opinion. But hey.
Yeah,
I'm not a doctor. I just tend to be one on television.
I'm not a doctor either. I tell you what, I think you and I said this whole virus thing was overblown. So I don't know. Now we're quarantined.
Before we get started,
And
before we get started, I just want to direct everyone to the 15 days to slow the spread.
Upside down.
The president's recommendation.
Yes. Definitely follow that.
Make sure we follow the 15 days.
15 days, buddy. Well, 15
we
more. I guess we got 15
we've
more now.
We've tacked on 15 more days to slow the spread. President's guidelines. So just make sure we follow that, please. Thank you.
There you go. Because he's a doctor. You got to follow those guidelines. Do you know they have, what was it? I went to the supermarket the other day, and they had shields between the register and you.
Yes.
They have, like, those shields.
Yes.
Like the glass shields.
I went to New Deal Fruit yesterday. I felt like I was, like, in jail. I had, like, the screen
there. It's like being in Detroit, isn't
right?
it? Like, you go there, I don't know if you've ever been to Detroit, but you go into Detroit, they always have bars on the windows, and, like, when you go into a convenience store, it's, like, boarded up. You're behind, like, bulletproof plexiglass or whatever kind of glass that is. And they're just like, they ship that little coin thing out there and just like, you put your money in and it's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole country's turned into Detroit. How about that?
It's out of control, man. I'm just beside myself right now.
We're bored to death, man. No boxing, no nothing, man.
Nothing, man.
I was watching NBC today. And you know how they have sports on Sundays and stuff like that.
Yep.
They were replaying some golf tournament. I'm like, what is this?
I mean, the whole world.
I don't even watch golf. Could you imagine, though, if one sport would carry on? Like, if once they could just play one sport and keep the distancing and everything, and they said, hey, it's okay to do this. And, like, golf was that sport, how popular golf would be now. Like, you'd have, like, a billion people playing golf.
Look what JC just wrote in the chat. He said the lady at the massage bar was wearing goggles when she gave me a massage. where does he live? Because we close all – any anything with his hand to body contact is closed. Like all the hairdressing places are closed, all the barber shops are closed, all the nail places are closed. Like if the governor just ordered that non-essential businesses have to close. That's why I'm wearing a hat right now. I haven't gotten a haircut in about a month. This is horrible. Look at this.
You look like a hippie, son. Look at you.
Out of control. Look at the sideburns. It looks like freaking Elvis.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I did find out. I did find out. My neighbor is a hairdresser, so I got it made.
Oh, please.
There it is. I got it made, son.
But that will not coincide with the 15 days to slow the spread.
Yeah. Well, $50 will coincide with that.
Okay. Because you're not going to be following the president's guidelines, but
the president
won't tell Mike Pence.
We won't tell Mike Pence.
I love Mike Pence. Like,
can you imagine? Having his job for like 5 minutes?
He takes that card with him, right? Anytime someone asks him a question, like, can you tell me what the bathroom is? Well, I just want to let you know the 50. And he just pulls the card. He just pulls the card up no matter what. Like whatever he's being asked, he just pulls the card up. It's hilarious.
JC said the lady at the massage parlor was wearing goggles when she gave me a massage. Huh? What kind of massage parlor are you going to, man?
I mean,
it was like what?
Was there any lube involved in that? I mean, whoa! Like, how, man? Don't tell me where it is, because I'll freaking rat her out, man. She shouldn't be doing that.
Come on, stop, Beeb.
That goes against the...
JC's trying to put that lady through college, all right? Come on.
That goes against the 15 days to slow the spread.
15 days. Nacho said all those spots in California are shut down.
That's right.
So what is Nacho doing now? I mean, the fact that all those massage parlors are closed down, what's he doing now?
Nacho, what are you doing, Nacho?
What are you
just
going on
the internet,
or what are you doing? Nacho says, are we guaranteed to see Spence at all in 2020?
No,
well, you're not guaranteed to see anything. Kirk
I'm not
Herbstreet,
guaranteed to see anybody.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, Kirk Herbstreet, the football guy, former Ohio State guy, he said that he didn't think that football was going to be played. How do you like that? He said he would be surprised if football was on in the fall because of the
football. I'll be honest with you. In my honest opinion, I think we're not going to see anything go back to normal until June 1st.
You know what this is like? I was telling my wife what this is like. We were watching she's like a big Marvel Comics, you know, movie like buff.
I love Marvel Comics.
Yeah, yeah. And we were watching like Infinity War or whatever. I guess it was an Infinity War or what's the latest one?
It's Endgame, or
something like that.
Endgame.
Okay. So like after that dude like snaps his fingers and then like the whole world changes. I feel like that's like where we are now. Like that whole world changed. There was no sports. There was no nothing for like years and crazy, man.
I feel like there was a quantum realm.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Marvel reference.
It's what?
It's a Marvel reference.
The Marvel
Ant-Man
reference.
Was trapped in the beginning of the Endgame, like Ant-Man was trapped in the quantum realm, and that little mouse like hit the switch. It brought him back to the regular world.
I don't know any of the names and stuff like that. I know.
Yeah, you don't know. I've been watching this stuff since I was freaking 10.
I mean, I know who like Iron Man is and stuff.
Iron Man.
I know who like Aquaman.
Ant-Man.
I know who Aquaman is and Batman and stuff.
Ant-Man, the Wasp.
Who are those guys? Ant-Man and the Wasp. Were they even big characters? Are they just something like they brought in?
Yellow Jacket.
They were not big characters like back in the comic book days.
The Avengers had the X-Men had a gang of members.
They were like the Crips of the comic book world.
I'm telling you, man.
JC said it's like Groundhog Day for 7 months.
Power Man. I know all of them. Power Man. Well, you know the Black Panther, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the dude from, the one dude.
He was in the Avengers, too.
Remember that dude from, what was this, 8 Mile, the Eminem movie, in the his main, like, arch rival, that he battles at the end of the movie. That dude did it.
He's a Falcon. The Falcon, baby.
Guy's an Avenger. His real name is Clarence.
Guy's an Avenger.
And Clarence lives at home with both parents. And Clarence's parents got a real good marriage. Papa Doc. That was his name. That was his name. That was the dude's name, wasn't it? Papa Doc.
Yeah.
All right. Because,
you know that angels are made from gamma rays. Yeah, okay, Jordan.
He's hitting it in that he's hitting the Pruno over in the Rikers.
He's out of control, man.
He's crazy, man. Crazy. Some sad news to report, man. Anthony Yard's father passed away from the coronavirus. Anthony Yard said that he reported this, I think Sky TV or something like that, or Sky Sports, that his father passed away from this, and told everybody to take it seriously and stuff. A lot of people, some country guy just passed away today, Joe Diffie, I think Joe Diffie or something like that. My wife knows who he was. I didn't know who he was, but
you know what's going on? Someone said this, like, in Italy, they believe some of those deaths are being misreported, because there was a guy in Italy, I guess he had cancer, and he died from cancer or something, but he had the virus too, and it was reported as a death from the virus. But some
people, most likely, if he did, most likely he probably died from the virus, because
they don't.
You
always die
from complications, though. You know what I mean?
I don't know, because they're saying that some of these deaths could be misreported. Is what I'm saying, because someone already has
possible.
Yeah, it's, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how much of an impact that would have on the numbers. But
just something to throw out there. A lot of numbers. But like I said, when we were talking about it, like in the U.S., the number of deaths, I mean, it's since Thursday to now, I think it's went to, like, it was at 1,000. Now it's at 2,000. Just
we're
from Thursday
point,
to
we're
now.
At 1.5, we're at a 1.5 death rate right now, percent-wise.
Wow. Yeah.
National.
It went up. I mean, it went up then. But there's only seven per million. Seven people die per million in the U.S.
Seven people die per million, or seven people get the virus?
Seven people die per million.
Per million. Okay.
460-some. I think 464, I think, as it was last count, get the virus per million.
Yeah.
Number's only going to go up, but, yeah, we'll see. See, stay vigilant. Wash your hands.
Grievous that today I gave my lungs a rest. Like, what do you mean you gave the lungs a rest? You didn't smoke or something. Like, I don't get it. Though. How do you give your lungs never rest? Even when you're sleeping, you're using your lungs. You just can't turn your lungs off, buddy. I don't get that one.
Check this
no
out.
Disrespect.
There may be a light at the end of the tunnel here, Beeb. The UFC may be taking place on April 18th. My man, Dana White, is on record stating that he has about five venues to host Khabib versus Ferguson. He reported this on the Mike Tyson show, Mike Tyson podcast or whatever. It wasn't Hot Boxing with Tyson. It was something. It was one of the others. But Khabib versus Ferguson, he said he'll try to get it done for April 18th to restore normalcy. I tell you what, man, April 18th, if that fight goes off, that fight is so cursed, though. That fight is cursed. What was it, five times they tried to put it together, five times it's failed? That's like the Bermuda Triangle of fights, man.
Yeah.
It's insane. But I don't know, like, how do you put that on?
I don't know. I think he's going to get a lot of blowback. I think he's going to be met with
resistance. Why, though?
He's going to be met with resistance on that one.
Eh. Let him go and fight. What's the big deal? I don't see why the boxing can't go on. If those guys are tested, a couple of weeks, you know what I'm saying? Like a week before and like a week, you know, like 2 weeks.
I'm with
time.
You, brother. Just don't do it in front of an audience, but just televise the event.
Right. They can't put that in like a movie arena.
Why is that such a big that's social distancing.
Even still, you can have cameramen over there. You don't have to have, like, production and everything right on top of everybody.
No.
Just set up the cameras.
I'm in full agreement with you, brother.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. You know, team sports like basketball and football and stuff, I get it. There's a lot more people to test. I got it.
I agree.
But, I don't know. Hey, let me ask you a question. Can you test it via blood test? Because I know
they're working on the antibody test right now as we speak.
But I'm saying, like, can you test with a blood test? Like, you know how, like,
That would be the antibody test, I would assume, because that's how you test for antibodies. Like, when you test for HIV antibodies, you take a blood test. I would assume that's a blood test, an antibody test. Because what they're doing is they're taking, like, blood samples from people who resolve, and they're going to try to use that in order to kind of, like, do some research on how to make an antibody test.
Gotcha.
So they are working on that. Yeah, they are doing
gotcha.
That.
All right.
They have a swab test going right now, too.
Well, with a blood test, I mean, yeah, that swab test. Because I figured, like, if you could tell via mucus or whatever,
The latest test that they're working on that they just got approved from the FDA, which was the swab test, you can get a result back in about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Which is very impressive.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive, especially after days. We're talking about days, you know? Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, with a blood test or whatever, you could test a bunch of people like that. I mean, especially that wouldn't be a big deal, especially for, like, sports and stuff. You could test them and say, hey, you know, does this guy got it, this guy don't have it, whatever. Your sister's isn't your sister a nurse or something like that?
Oh, I was going to, oh, my God, thank you for reminding me of this. Listen to this story, because I've been communicating with my sister.
Yeah.
So she's a hospice nurse, okay? And now it's all hands on deck. So everyone's assigned to the virus, right? So she was telling me that some guy, he was admitted to the hospital. He was 25 years old. He was from New York. Decided to come back and visit his girlfriend, and he infected the whole friggin' floor.
What a retard, man.
And one person died. So
You know what? That's on his hands, dude.
100%. So the big problem is, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard about this, is people are leaving New York. They've been going to Florida. They're just leaving New York, okay? Because they're fearful, obviously, because of the current situation over there.
Right.
But they don't realize that they have it, and they do, and they're leaving New York, and then their symptoms aren't showing until they show up wherever they've gone. Like, for instance, this guy came to Massachusetts. He probably obviously contracted in New York, didn't show symptoms for a while. Then when he came to Mass, he started showing symptoms. So then he goes to the hospital, and boom, he starts giving it to everybody. So just, it's a fuck
dummy.
It's a fuck
dummy.
So this whole thing about, you know, the travel, the restricting travel and stuff like that.
Where's that at? Yeah, where's that at? You talk about closing borders and all that other stuff that he's talking about restricting travel.
He proposed that yesterday, and Governor Cuomo said that you can't enforce that.
No, that's not what he proposed was a military, was whatchamacallit, martial law, basically. Shutdown.
What he wanted to do was just have the borders being monitored and just don't let people leave the state. I guess if you want to really technically say that is a form of martial law. But is it really, because you're not telling people they can't go out?
I thought it was like, you know, you're not going anywhere. Like, you're
No. He just didn't want them. Again, that was misrepresented.
Gotcha. Okay.
He wanted them to not be able to leave the state and just follow the guidelines that was in place already.
Yeah, Cuomo came out and said, that would be a declaration of war, you know. And he said they would.
Now Cuomo's backtracking and saying it was a good idea, actually. So what they're going to do is they're going to put like some sort of travel ban. They're going to recommend it's some where they can't legally tell people they can't leave the state. But again,
this is the problem.
You can legally tell,
you know, like
you can tell businesses that they have to close. So you basically, you know, I guess in a state of emergency you can enforce that. How does this whole, like, we have to use some common sense now. Should someone who lives in New York be allowed to leave the state?
No.
And go to another state?
100% no. 100% no.
All right. So
that's what affected us over
country.
Here. We had a New Yorker come over here and affect us over here in Titletown. Ridiculous. They had, what's this?
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Oh, no. I apologize. Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
What I was going to say, man, is that, like, again, like, Raphael just said that in the UK they say don't leave your house.
Well, we can leave our house, but we're just not supposed to have groups, be in groups.
FC Cincinnati defenders have been practicing social distancing all last season. You're correct. Who is Sarah J? Who's Sarah J? Oh, that's a porno chick, right? Is that porno
yeah.
chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be on the lookout for her. Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, we talked about this last time, babe. What is it that we can do that we can't really do? Honestly, I mean, I went out to the grocery store today.
You know,
you can leave your house. You can do pretty much whatever you
know.
Want.
Well, they did that in Wuhan, China. If you lived in Wuhan, China, and you
yes.
tried to leave,
yep.
if you tried to leave Wuhan, China, you know what the penalty was for trying to leave Wuhan, China?
I can only imagine.
Death. Death.
But see, we can't enforce that. That's why, like, you know, guys like...
Well, here's another
remember,
thing.
Like, Saddam
here's
Hussein
another
stuff
thing
like that.
Did.
He had a hand on those people, man. He had the people trained. Say what you want, he had those people trained, man.
Well, everybody's bragging about, oh, now the U.S. has more infections than China. Okay, well, you want to have happen to
right.
you what
you
was
that,
done
yeah,
in China?
Right.
You weren't allowed to leave.
You go right ahead, son.
You weren't allowed to leave your house in China. You could only go out once every 3 days to get groceries. You couldn't go out for walks like you can go out for walks here. You couldn't go to fucking drugstores. You couldn't go out every day.
Nope.
You couldn't work. You had to friggin' stay in the house and only go out once every 3 days. And you couldn't leave Wuhan. And if you did leave Wuhan, you would have been sentenced to death.
And you know what?
So,
and I tell you what, man. And like I said, half the population seems to be taking it seriously. The other half, not so much.
No.
We had like a gaggle of people out in the new neighborhood here just like Friday. And they were playing beer pong. And these are like, you know, like people in their 30s, you know what I'm saying?
And,
I mean, like, what are you guys doing, son?
And then you have, like, politicians tweeting out, oh, make America first. Well, Trump, you're right, America first. And mocking the whole thing that we have more infections than ever, anyone else in the world. Like, that's something to make a joke about. Like, come on, bro. Where's your head at? Hillary Clinton's she's a despicable human being.
Is that what she tweeted? She tweeted that out?
Yeah, she tweeted out like a thing of you know, China and
that's
stuff,
right.
And saying, oh, Trump's right about one thing, America first, and she had an article.
And people are dying from this whole thing. Meanwhile,
yeah,
you know?
She had an article attached to her tweet about China having U.S. passing China with infections. Like, come on, Hillary, stop, will you please? Freaking bitter person.
So, like, if you had to put money on it, does that fight take place on April 18th? Does Dana find a way to get it done? Maybe not even in country.
Not
even in country.
Bro.
Maybe not even in country. Maybe he goes to Japan. Maybe he goes somewhere else.
Not happening, bro. I don't care if this is like freaking a scene from the movie Bloodsport. They go fight in some freaking warehouse. It ain't happening. I just don't think it's happening. I just don't. I think, and I think anywhere he goes to try to make that fight happen, he's going to be met with an unsurmountable amount of resistance that he's not going to be able to overcome. I don't think anyone's going to allow that fight to happen.
That makes me sad.
I'm sorry to say it. I mean, I get what you're saying too. I mean, test both guys if they're all set, then just let them fight. You know, just I don't know. I'll tell you one thing that is pissing me off a little bit. They're telling people don't get tested. You can't get tested unless you have symptoms. Everyone, all these congressmen are getting tested.
What's up with that?
All these fucking athletes.
NBA
all these athletes
tested,
are getting tested.
But I can't get a test?
All these athletes are getting tested.
I'm finna go get tested after this show.
It's a disgrace.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man.
It's a disgrace.
You know how high our numbers probably really are? You know what I'm saying? I mean, because if they're saying, like, if you don't have, like, crazy, crazy symptoms, don't come to the hospital. What? If I get the virus, you know where I'm headed, man. Tell you that. I don't know.
And the scary part about it is, here's the thing. What if someone has another serious condition and they can't go to the hospital and they end up dying from something else and they weren't able to get medical care? because of it.
Well, that's what they were saying in New York. That was what they were saying in New York, is that basically, you know, you go in and it's like, we've got all these corona cases, but then we have, you know, we got to take care of the regular people too. Like, what if they're involved in a car accident or something? Like, we got to bring them in. We got to take care of them and stuff like that. So, yeah.
This is just, I don't know.
Crazy, man.
I've never seen anything like it. It's really disheartening.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Really, let's see here. All right. So let's talk about our train wreck of the week, Beeb. Your boy, you're responsible for him, Billy Joe.
That's right.
Billy Joe Saunders took to Instagram. I think he might have taken the video down. I'm not 100% sure. But, yeah, he went to Instagram and did this whole video about how to hit your wife. He said basically, and it was supposed to be a joke. I get it. I understand. It wasn't like he's making an instructional video on how to hit your wife. I get it. And it missed the mark, man. It was not funny.
Boy, did it ever miss the mark.
Jesus. Who thought that was a good idea? Who is his publicist? You know, like, seriously, like, dude, who is your publicist, man? Like, what are you doing? And then he took it down, and then after that whole thing, he came out and apologized, said, you know, hey, it, you know, I didn't mean it the way it was. Yeah, what could he say? You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, really, like, what could you say? Grieva says Billy has ADHD. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he just has poor judgment. I mean, like, you remember when OJ was doing that workout video?
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, this is good for when nobody looks and he punches or whatever. They were doing the punches to keep in shape or whatever, and you know, he made the comment, yeah, his wife's getting on your nerves, you know. He took a lot of heat for that. I mean, so, and that happened a while ago. Like, Billy Joe Saunders, like, what are you doing? Like, dude, just stick to fighting, man, because you're not funny. You're not funny, dude.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think there was any malice behind it. I don't think there was any, I mean, I take it for his word. I think he was trying to be funny. Just wasn't funny. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah,
it just wasn't funny.
There's a pattern of behavior with this guy where you have to say yourself, this guy's just a jerk. He's not a nice person.
Yeah, well, he's done this before with videos and stuff like that where he, you know.
He's just not a nice person. I think he is a very malicious person. I think he's a sadistic, malicious person. That's just my opinion. I don't know him personally, but I just get the sense. I mean, there's a pattern here. Pattern of behavior.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I agree that there's definitely a pattern of behavior.
Who was the other video that he did? He told some guy to go hit a woman or something like that?
Yeah, he told some woman to go smack some dude or something like that, and he was going to give her crack for it or something stupid. I don't know.
That's disgraceful, bro.
Yeah, Raphael brought up a good point. He says, what if a girl pops up and says he hit her in the past? Yeah, right? And so now what? You know what I mean? Because now you've got this over here. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, this guy's in the public eye. You got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
I mean, who thought this was, like, a good idea?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Just a dumb move, man. Just a dumb move. Beeb, I've got some great news.
What's up?
I'm going to share it with you and share it with the world. Beeb, this is insane. There may be a light. There may be another light, man. Japan to resume boxing shows in May. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
That's what's being reported.
Okay.
So, you know, and I don't know. Maybe the curve's over there. Maybe the curve is out over there. And maybe, you know, like, so maybe they can. I don't know. I don't know how they can really plan them. But, hey, Japan, I don't know. The Olympics got postponed till next year.
Yeah.
But you're going to start showing fights in May?
Well, you have to understand. The Olympics is different because you have guys coming from all over the world.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's a lot more complicated.
Yeah. And plus, like, a lot of these countries, they couldn't train. Gyms are closed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
what are you going to do?
So I don't know how they're going to be able to resume boxing, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I don't know, man. All right, Raphael, if you're there, you want to go ahead and patch in here, and then because we're getting ready to talk about the fantasy heavyweight tournament. First fight, we're going to go over Rocky Marciano versus Evander, the real deal Holyfield, Beeb. Beeb, I like this fight. I like this fight.
I do.
All right. Well, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to go first. Beeb's going to give me his take, and then we'll go to Rafael to get his take on this one. All right?
Okay.
All right. So Rocky Marciano versus Evander Holyfield for the Fantasy Heavyweight Tournament. This is our co-main, Beeb. Co-main event here. Rocky Marciano is the only heavyweight champion to retire unbeaten, 49-0. Evander Holyfield, I didn't really realize this, is the only boxer in history to win the Undisputed Championship in two different weight classes.
And he won it four times, heavyweight title.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. He was the only Undisputed Champion in two different weight classes. That's insane. That's, I mean, especially now with the belt being splintered and everything like that. So, there you go. The first thing that jumps out with me with this fight is the size difference. Right away, the first thing I noticed, man, Marciano is 5'10", 190 pounds. Most of his fights took place around the 180, 190 mark. 190 was actually, might have been a little bit heavy for him. He was usually around the 180s.
187.
Yeah. Holyfield is about 6'2", 6'2 and a half, about 220 pounds.
Yeah.
220 pounds for most of his fights. That's a big size difference, my man. Marciano was known for his will to win. He was strong. He had a very good chin. He never lost a pro fight and defended his title six times. That being said, I think Marciano has an uphill climb in this fight against Holyfield. While I was watching tape of Marciano, I noticed that he has a tendency to drop his left hand looking for that hook. Watch Marciano. You'll see his right hand is up, but his left hand is always down here by his chest, or even I've noticed that sometimes it goes by his hip. It's always in front, all right? But it drips down, and he's looking for that hook, okay? And it's not uncommon for him to have it, like I said, chest high or waist high, man. Marciano was not the fastest guy in the world, and that would have given him a lot of problems, I think, against Evander. Holyfield, to me, is bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, and he's also a better boxer. I could see this fight, honestly, looking a lot like the Buster Douglas-Evander Holyfield fight. I think that Holyfield's speed and power show up early in this fight. I think he clips him with that right hand. Basically, Holyfield hits him with that right hand whenever he wants. And I can see Holyfield knocking him out right around the fourth or fifth round. My pick for the first fight is Evander Holyfield by fifth round knockout over Rocky Marciano.
Yeah. Well, the size difference is definitely something that jumps right out at you. But not only that, Rocky Marciano was a come-forward type fighter. He was a swarmer.
Yeah.
He was a swarmer, and he could punch. He had a big right hand, decent left hook, but he had a really big right hand. And I could see Holyfield, because Holyfield is a phenomenal, phenomenal counterpuncher. Mike Tyson said he's probably the best counterpuncher he's ever seen.
Yeah.
And that was what really was the end for Mike Tyson, because Mike Tyson would land one punch, or he'd throw a punch. Sometimes he'd land it, sometimes he wouldn't. And even when he landed, Holyfield would come back with three or four points. And it's just, his hands are just so quick. He had very, very quick hands, and he had a beautiful left hook. So I could see Rocky Marciano coming in face first, really loading up with that right hand. And I could see Holyfield flipping the right hand and coming back with, like, huge left hook counters. And then just follow him up with right hands and shots together. Left hook, right hand, you know, up and underneath with a left uppercut. So I got to give Rocky Marciano credit. He's a tough, rugged guy. He's been in
very
there.
Tough.
He's taken big shots from a lot of in his era, and he's weathered the punch. But the problem here is I just think that Holyfield is not only a great counterpuncher, he's also a very combination puncher and a very fluid combination puncher. And had a high output that came to heavyweight. He just a lot of punches. At one point when he fought George, he landed 20-something punch combination on George Foreman. So this guy can energize your brain once he gets going. So with all that being said, I'm going to give Rocky Marciano a little bit more credit, with all due respect, than you did. And I think he's going to get stopped here. I think he probably lasts maybe about 8 or 9 rounds. So I'm going to say Holyfield by 8th-round TKO here.
8th-round TKO. Now, I mean, yeah. You know, and Marciano did have a durable chin. He could take some punches. He could take some punishment. But he had never been in there against a guy as big and as strong as Holyfield, correct?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, sure. He fought Jersey Joe Walcott at the tail end of his career. He fought,
Ezra Charles. I mean, he fought Ezra Charles, yeah.
Yeah, Ezra Charles. He fought guys that were at the end of their careers and guys that weren't really huge either. Like, Ezra Charles wasn't a big guy.
No.
Jersey Joe Walcott was about 220 pounds. But these guys were way past it. And, Rocky Marciano, with all due respect, he was good. He was a tough guy. He could punch a little bit. And for a guy who weighed 187 pounds, knocking out guys who were 200 pounds, 210 pounds, even 215, 220, you got to give him credit for that. But there was no fighters out there like Holyfield, Rick Bowe, Lennox Lewis. Holyfield fought in a crazy era. He fought
Nikolai Valuev. How about that?
he fought some big guys, and he hurt some big guys, and he knocked out some guys that were bigger and stronger than him.
Yeah.
Because of his high boxing IQ and because of his speed and his high output work rate with punches and stuff like that, and just being a smart, instinctive counter puncher. So you got to give Holyfield credit because this was a guy who could grit it out with you, but he also fought with intelligence, you know?
Right.
He could read his opponents very well and pick up on their mannerisms and their attack patterns in there. So I think he'd just be a little bit too sophisticated for Rocky Marciano, but again, he's bigger, probably bigger and stronger and definitely faster. So I don't think Marciano would have anything going for him in this fight.
Do you see him winning a round against him?
Maybe one.
One or two? It. Yeah, I don't even see
Not
that.
Even two, maybe one.
I like I said, man, if you watch that tape, if you watch those tapes, you watch that right hand or you watch that left hand drop, and he does that, and he comes in. He comes in with that left hand down, and there it is. Can everybody hear Beeb? Fight doctor saying he can't hear Beeb. Just let me know if you guys can hear him. I can hear him fine. It's weird if you guys can't hear him. It's odd.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll be able to hear me.
So now let's go to Rafael Dawkins. Can you hear me? No, I cannot hear Rafael.
You can't hear him.
Okay. Well,
now we got you.
Yeah, else when you unmute yourself.
There you go. There you go.
UK's finest. MBE Rafael Dawkins in the house.
How you doing, guys? How you doing?
What's happening,
doing
man?
Doing good.
Good to have you on. Yeah, thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, I chat to Beeb quite regularly. So, you know, we're buddies now. So it's all good. It's all good.
All right, Rafael. Give us your take, Marciano Holyfield. What happens?
Too big, too fast, too strong. That's Evander Holyfield. Different eras. Evander came up from, light heavyweight. And he just got bigger, but he kept it tight. Good boxer, rugged. They both like to use their heads. too big, too fast, too strong. He KOs Marciano mid fight.
Yeah, I think that's Rafael brings up a real good point. And like you said, they're both rugged fighters. They both like to use their head. Evander was probably one of the roughest fighters in the heavyweight division at that time. Everybody complained about the elbows, the heads, the shoulders, everything. They complained about that with Holyfield. Marciano was a lot like that too, where he was a rugged guy. I see Holyfield. I see that playing a big part of it too. I don't know that Marciano was ever roughed up, like he would be roughed up in that fight.
Yeah.
So, Guys, it's unanimous. Evander Holyfield moves on to the next round. Everybody picks Holyfield by knockout. It's crazy. You guys don't put any respect on Marciano's name. You guys ought to be ashamed of yourself. No respect on him.
Does anybody in the chat think,
aside from Georgie,
Marciano would win this fight? Let me know.
I don't think so, man. I would be shocked.
I don't see it.
I would be shocked, man. I just, you know, just looking at old tapes of him and film on him and everything like that, I can't see any way that he beats Holyfield. I mean, zero. I can't even make a sound argument as to what he could do to beat Holyfield. That's the thing. He was just small. He was a small guy. I can't even, like,
what would happen if Teddy Atlas was on this panel? What do you think he would say? Because you know how he's in this. He always goes for the old school fighters.
No, I think Teddy Atlas would have to take Holyfield. No question.
You think so?
About it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Teddy Atlas would take Holyfield.
Okay.
And
don't you disrespect Teddy Atlas on this show, babe?
Yeah. I mean, Rocky Marciano, I mean, you know, has he got Hall of Famers? Has he got Hall of Famers on his resume? I mean, he's got Josie.
Yeah, he's got four. I think he's got, I looked up, he's got four.
He's got Jersey Joe Walcott on his resume, but, I mean, he fought Jersey Joe when he was 32, and I think Joe was 38.
Yeah, he's got Joe Lewis on his resume.
Joe Lewis.
Ezra Charles. Huh?
Yeah. All those guys were, like, on the tail end of their career.
Joe Lewis was 106 years old when he fought him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all at the end of their careers.
Yeah.
All at the end.
Yeah. But how good, I mean, like, in history, though, I mean, in his era, like it or not, he was 49-0. He was 49-0, man. I mean, he definitely deserves credit for it, but he's getting it for sure because he's in the tournament. He's considered one of the best ever, but no way he gets past Holyfield, man. No way. I can't see any way that he does.
Nope.
All right, so Evander Holyfield advances. Let's move on to our next fight here, Ali versus Tyson Fury. All right, so we'll do the same order. I'll go first, Biba will go second. Rafael, you'll go third, okay?
Yep.
All right, so Muhammad Ali versus Tyson Fury. Let's break this down here. So Muhammad Ali, Tyson Fury's best wins, in my opinion, and Steve, maybe you agree with me or disagree, Derek Chisora twice, Steve Cunningham, Vladimir Klitschko, obviously, and Deontay Wilder. Twice, yeah, it was twice one draw. I think he won both fights. Would you agree with that list?
Yeah.
Or would you put anybody on there that I missed or anything?
Oh, that's a fair assessment.
Would it also be fair? Would it also be fair to say, okay, would it be fair to say that he beat possibly two future Hall of Famers with Deontay Wilder and Vladimir Klitschko? Definitely one for certain. Klitschko will go in.
Klitschko will definitely go in.
I actually
kind of think Wilder will go in too, because he made 10 defenses of that title.
I think so too. I think it's tough. I mean, it's tough to take it away from him. It's tough to take that away.
Ten defenses is a lot, man. Yeah, you can argue the competition or what have you, but you can only fight the best that's in your era. And arguably, the only guy that he didn't fight was Joshua, but Joshua didn't fight him either. So.
Yeah. So I think, like I said, man, I think that Tyson Fury has two Hall of Famers, two future Hall of Famers on his resume. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Muhammad Ali has wins over seven Hall of Famers. Bob Foster, Archie Moore, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, Sonny Liston, Floyd Patterson, and Ken Norton. And that, to me, kind of puts things in perspective. I mean, you know, when you're talking about, like, people talk about how, you know, Ali was the greatest. Ali was the greatest because he said he was the greatest. I really believe that. I don't know that he was the greatest. We're going to find out here, obviously. But he was the greatest because he said he was the greatest, and it kind of just, you know, picked up. But then you look at his resume, and seven Hall of Famers, man, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's a good that's a good resume, you know. That's tops, man. That really is. And watching video on this, Muhammad Ali, and we've seen all of his fights. I mean, we've seen his fights just like we've seen Tyson Fury's fights, man. Muhammad Ali in his prime is a nightmare for anyone. He's an absolute nightmare. The thing that makes him so dangerous in this thing right here, in this tournament, is that his style works across any era. He moves, he hits hard, he's got great defense. Tyson Fury, in a lot of ways, fights like Ali. He uses his jab. He can fight inside or outside. He likes to move. Again, man, Ali fought 7 Hall of Famers. We could argue that Tyson Fury he's fought maybe 2, all right? I don't believe that Ali has ever fought anyone as tall as Tyson Fury, and that could be a problem. Tyson Fury has never fought anybody with the skill of Ali. So this is one of those matchups that, you know, you start looking at on paper. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, you know, I don't know if this is really a solid matchup. But the more we go into it, it is a solid matchup. The way I see this fight going, I can see Ali starting fast, using his jab, moving in and out. I think Ali will be limited, though, on how much he connects with Fury because of Fury's height and because of Fury's defense. Fury's a very good defensive fighter, as we all know. The thing that will tip the hat in Ali's favor, though, is Ali is a lot busier than Fury. Ali will win the early rounds just by being busier. As the fight moves to the middle rounds, I think Ali would probably have a commanding lead on the scorecards. I think Fury gets his feet under him. I think Fury gets a feel for the speed, gets a feel for the movement. But in the end, I don't think it's going to be enough for Fury. I think Ali is going to be able to get Fury out of there. I don't think Ali is going to be able to get Fury out of there, but I think he wins a unanimous decision. I think that Fury is too cagey to get caught with anything big. I think it's a good fight, not a great fight. I think Muhammad Ali wins unanimous decision over Tyson Fury. I would say somewhere around 9 rounds to 3, 8 rounds to 4, something in there.
Okay, Eric, you made some great points. And when you do look at the resume.
Only points I make.
We'll let you absorb that.
That's right. That's right. While I absorb that, you give your take here.
All right. So you're 100% right on the resume. Tyson Fury's resume 100% pales in comparison. Not even pales. It's like you can't. It's not even a comparison when you compare it to Ali's resume.
Yeah.
Arguably, I think the only guy that you can say had as good a resume as Ali. It's probably Holyfield. Holyfield had a phenomenal resume because that was the other era, which was the 90s, that was a golden era of heavyweights, in my opinion. But that being said, I think boxing is more than just resumes because Tyson Fury has been put in situations where, you know, people would say, well, how could he beat so-and-so? Who has he fought? That it before the Klitschko fight. He was a 4-1, 5-1 favorite against Klitschko. Then when he was stepping up and get ready to fight Wilder, well, who did he fight? He had these 2 tune-ups. They didn't look great in these 2 tune-ups, whatever. How does that prepare him for Wilder? Then he fights Wilder, and I thought he beat him the first fight, and then you saw what happened in the second fight.
Yeah.
So Tyson Fury is a guy who rises to the occasion. So the better the fighter, the better the Tyson Fury. He's shown us that in history. That's what the empirical data shows. So we can look at resumes and, you know, and use that to make a determination on who was the better fighter. But is that always an accurate description on who the better fighter is? Because Vladimir Klitschko had a better resume than Tyson Fury when they fought. Didn't really matter because you can't really bring the resume into the ring with you. You bring your skills and you bring your heart, you bring your brain in the ring, and all those things work together in unison to make, you know, to make sure that you perform at your best. So this is a fight where I like to pull out the old eye test. Now, Muhammad Ali, if you watch him throughout his career, let's be honest, a lot of deficiencies. Wasn't a big body puncher. Couldn't fight a lick on the inside. Left hook, virtually non-existent. He's a jab right hand guy. Fast hands, fast feet. But defensively, what did he do? leaned back, leaned away from punches. And you're fighting a guy who's 6'9", who's got an arm longer than a telephone pole. Are you going to be able to lean back from this guy? Number one. Number two, you're fighting a guy who's 6'9", who has incredibly fast hands. Now, you may have an edge in speed, but the speed gap, I do not think, would be as great as people would anticipate. So Tyson Fury has deceptive hand speed. I think he's got very quick hands. And Tyson Fury has shown us the ability to fight on the inside as well as the outside, mid-range. And this guy is ambidextrous. He can fight in the southpaw stance just as effectively as he could fight in the orthodox stance. And he's a good body puncher. Knocked Deontay Wilder down with a body punch. Knocked Steve Cunningham with a real short, crisp right hand. So this is a guy, honestly, if you really want to be objective about it, had more weapons than Ali. Now, just because you say you're the greatest doesn't necessarily mean that you could beat everybody. I mean, Ali lost to guys. He lost to Frazier. He lost to Ken Norton. I thought he lost all three fights to Ken Norton. He had a lot of trouble fighting guys who could operate well on the inside. And I think Tyson Fury would fight Muhammad Ali like he fought Steve Cunningham and like he fought Deontay Wilder. I think he would close the distance, and I think he'd make this a physical fight. And Ali, who, you know, historically loved to grab guys behind the head and pull them down and hold them to try to buy himself some time, would he be able to do that against a 6'9 guy? Would he be able to wrap his arm around Tyson Fury's head and pull him down and contain him? I don't see it happening. So I'm going to be honest with you. I think Tyson Fury would beat Muhammad Ali in a 12-round decision. I know that he's not the greatest. I know that he doesn't have the resume. But you got to understand something. This is a guy who's 6'9", who could move well, who could fight on the inside, could fight on the outside, could fight southpaw, who's got the chin of a brick wall. You can knock him down, but he's going to get up. Okay? So I just think that Tyson Fury would make this a physical fight. I think he would outwork Muhammad Ali on the inside. And I just think that he would win a decision. I think he would grind out and fight a very – maybe this fight would be sloppy. It would be very sloppy. It would be a very ugly fight. But I think Tyson Fury would win. I just don't think that Muhammad Ali would be able to contain Tyson Fury on the inside. And I don't think that he'd be able to lean away from that long jab of Tyson Fury. I just think Tyson Fury would be too much because not only because of his size, but because you combine that with the skill set. So I think Tyson Fury would beat Muhammad Ali, to be perfectly honest with you. As ridiculous as that may sound, I'm probably going to get hate mail, may even get death threats. I may even get death threats for this.
I'm fitting to call in a death threat right now, son. What are you talking about?
I'm going to use a Stephen A. Smith term. This is blasphemous. But you know what? I honestly think Tyson Fury would beat Muhammad Ali. And my brother yelled at me for an hour straight because we had a debate about this. Called me every name in the book. And you know what he said? He goes, "You don't even deserve to do a podcast." You know? So, but I honestly think Tyson Fury would beat Muhammad Ali.
Incidentally, before we go any further, and before I address the Ali Fury thing, if you guys didn't catch our show on Thursday, if you guys didn't catch our podcast on Thursday where we came out with the brackets for the heavyweight tournament and everything like that, go back and watch it. It is podcast gold. It is the greatest single moment I have ever seen in a podcast, maybe even life, okay? I'm telling you what. Go back and watch it because it is unbelievably great. It is unbelievably great.
You saw the brotherly love between
two. I loved it. It was beautiful.
You saw that brotherly love exchange.
Right.
Within five minutes, I was almost going to call 911.
It was the best ever. The best ever. Tone asked if this is 60s Ali or 70s Ali. The best Ali you've ever seen. That's who it is. Whether you thought he was great in the 60s or in the 70s, I thought Cassius Clay, I mean, you know, when he was Cassius Clay, that guy was a bad boy, man. He was a bad guy.
Hell yeah.
But let me tell you, B, do you think Tyson Fury could close the gap on a prime Muhammad Ali?
100%.
Wow.
His arms are, look how long his arms were.
You think he has better footwork than Ali, though? Who would you give the edge in footwork to?
Probably Ali. He could move well.
Would you give him a big edge in footwork?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Not a big edge.
Oh, wow. I would give him a huge edge in speed, a huge edge in footwork.
Scale him one to ten. What do you rate Tyson Fury's footwork?
Seven.
I give him an eight. I give him
Pernell Whitaker, Floyd Mayweather, those are guys that are like 9, 10.
I give Tyson Fury an 8.5. I give Muhammad Ali a 10 in footwork. So
what about hand speed?
Tyson
Who do you give the edge to? Who do you give the edge to in hand speed?
Hand speed, Muhammad Ali is a 10. Tyson Fury is a 9.
Go. You think Tyson Fury is that fast?
He's got
with
very
combinations and everything?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Speed's not only how fast you move your hands. Tyson Fury's the way Tyson Fury positions his hands, he can throw short punches. Watch how he throws. Look, my brother's already looking at me. He's already looking at me.
Put your brother on cam. Put your brother on cam. B, bring your brother on. Bring your brother on.
Two.
B, bring. See if he'll come on. See if he'll bring him on. Is he listening? He's listening?
Wow, this kid's he's talking to his friend. His friend is making an argument for Tyson Fury. See, his friend is agreeing with me. Now we were in the wrong. He don't want it. He didn't get the confirmation bias. He didn't get the confirmation bias. He didn't get the confirmation bias that he wanted.
All right, Raphael.
All right.
Put an end to the madness. It's split. I take Ali.
Yeah.
Beeb takes Fury.
What are you thinking? I'm sorry, Beeb. I'm very sorry. Okay, where do I start? Wilder.
Hold on. Here, I'm going to mute. Beeb, I'm going to go ahead and mute you, and then I'm going to mute you. Go ahead, Raphael.
Okay. Wilder is not a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
I can see either way.
Yeah, I can see either way on that.
What has he done? What has he done to be a Hall of Famer? He's fought mediocre competition in the main. Mediocre. He fought one top guy, and he lost to him. That's Fury. He fought a top 10 guy in Ortiz. Twice, and okay, beat him. His other best win is Stiverne. So Wilder's best wins are Stiverne, the first time, Ortiz, who it's hard to gauge because he hasn't fought any other top guys, and he's fought Fury and lost to him. I don't see how that's ATG material. Okay, that's one. So Fury has one ATG, Hall of Famer, on his record, and that's Klitschko. Okay, so that's one. Muhammad Ali fought multiple ATGs, or multiple great fights. That's one. So the caliber of opponent, there is no comparison. Fury dropped, I want to address the Fury dropped Wilder with a body shot. No, he didn't. Wilder dropped himself by getting tangled up with his feet. Yeah, so that was all about the feet. That wasn't about no power to the body. That was about Wilder's feet. Wilder's feet all over the place. I'm going to do a video on it. All over the place. Right, Wilder, one of the worst footwork, some of the worst footwork you will ever see. Okay, Now we get on to Fury. Without Ali, there is no Fury. Okay? Fury models himself on Ali. Fury is an imitation of Ali, but not a very good one. Okay? So, yeah, he's got the flicking jab, and he's got some nice footwork, and he's agile for a heavyweight, so that's all good. He might be the best heavyweight at this time. He might be.
Yeah.
But his experience is nowhere near that of Ali. Ali has the speed. Ali has the footwork. And it's got to be Ali. It's got to be Ali. Late fight TKO, something of that nature. That's where I'm going with. He's got the speed. He's got real footwork. Fury has the height, which, yes, we're not going to deny that's a problem. But without Ali, there is no Fury. Ali is the superior in almost every category. So late fight TKO to Ali.
Very good.
Fury's not going to be able to advance to the second round, man. I'm disappointed.
Okay, just so I let everybody know, Beeb gave me his pick before the show tonight. So, you know, we can stagger or whatever. I was shocked when I was kind of shocked that I wasn't. I kind of figured you'd ride with Fury, but I was like, not against Ali. There ain't no way Fury beats Ali. So I really, honestly, I couldn't wait to hear your breakdown. I really couldn't wait to hear your breakdown.
It was a great breakdown, though, wasn't it?
It really was. I was completely disappointed in your breakdown. I really was. I was completely disappointed in it. Quite frankly, it sucked. All right. I don't know that there's any really way, nice way to put it. You know what I mean? But thank God Rafael was here to save the day.
What about the lean back?
Rafael was here to save the day, because I'm waiting. So I get Beeb's picks first. So I'm waiting for Rafael's pick. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, Rafael's from the UK. If he picks Fury, I'm just going to quit the show. I was like, I'm just done.
I should have paid Raf like $100 for Fury. I wanted Fury to advance. I should have done like a little. The farmer took the bribe. I should have gave Ralph the bribe so I can have.
Goodness. Well, I have to add with a plus for Ali is he was prepared to die in there.
Very much so. That's underrated. Yeah.
He had some kind of heart which. You don't see that every day. And he also beats Fury in the heart department.
Fury's got a heart, too. Like, see how he got up against Wilder in that fourth round?
No comparison. George Foreman battering Fury. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Check, please.
There's a lot of hate on Fury right now.
Hating on the Beeb right now, I'll tell you what.
All the negativity on Fury, man.
All right, let's switch gears here real quick. Just so you guys know, Evander Holyfield versus Muhammad Ali will be the next round when it comes back around. They're advancing to the next round. Fight Doctor, Ernie Terrell was the guy I was thinking of that was 6'6". That's who it was. There was somebody that Ali fought. I knew it was 6'6", because I was looking for guys, and 6'3 was the biggest I found, which was Larry Holmes and George Foreman. But then I ran across Ernie Terrell. I just couldn't remember his name, but he was 6'6". Fight Doctor says that Vladimir Klitschko does not belong in the Hall of Fame. And he's saying, who did he beat? It doesn't – listen, he fought everybody. He was the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world and defended it multiple times. It's not his fault that there was nobody to fight. It's not. You can't say, well, who did he fight? It wasn't his fault. He fought everybody they put in front of him. He didn't duck anybody. He ducked nobody. Listen, I'll be honest. I'm not a big fan of his. I'm not his biggest fan because I really didn't care for the way he fought. You know, the whole, the clinch, what do they call him, Klitschko? you know, the way he fought and everything like that. I wasn't real, you know, happy with that. But you can't take away, listen, just because you don't like the way a guy fights, you can't really take that away. You know, a lot of people aren't big fans of Mayweather either, you know. But, you know, that being said, look, you can't take it, you can't take that away from him, you know. So, yes, he absolutely 100% deserves to be in the Hall of Fame with his brother, Vitaly, who's already in the Hall of Fame. For sure, for sure. There's no question about it.
He's definitely getting in. He's a first ballot. There's no question
first
about it.
First ballot.
You got, even if you don't like the guy, you hate how he fought, there's no way he doesn't get in first ballot.
Who didn't like? Who liked the way he fought? Nobody liked the way he fought. You know what I mean? He wasn't that exciting of a fighter. I mean, and you could question his heart. You can question, like, the Sanders fight and everything, or was that his brother that fought Corey Sanders? I can't remember. Where he injured his shoulder, or the guy who was – he fought Chris Bird. Latimer, I think, was the one that fought Chris Bird and then quit. He was winning the fight, but he quit because he had a shoulder injury in, like, the 11th or 12th round. Yeah, there's lots of things to, like, say, hey, I don't like this guy. But you can't take away any of his accomplishments, man. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he fought everybody that you could possibly fight in the heavyweight division in his era. Listen, there wasn't a Mike Tyson, there wasn't a George Foreman, there wasn't an Ali in his era. That's not his fault. He did what he was supposed to do, fought everybody, all the top contenders. He took turns with the IBF, the WBC, and the WBA, rotating those belts around and fighting the mandatories. Burgess Meredith said he almost had the, he had the belt almost 10 years. How could that not be a Hall of Famer? I don't care what you think. If he's not a Hall of Famer, man, it shouldn't exist.
He had the belt 10 years. How amazing is that?
That's crazy.
That is
insane.
That is literally off the chain.
And people talk about Floyd Mayweather going 49-0 or whatever, you know, 49-0. And you talk about Rocky Marciano doing the same thing, 49-0. Think about that, 49 fights and not having a bad day. You had a bad day during those fights. You had a bad day at the office. No question about it. But for whatever reason, it went your way every one of those days. That's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to do, man. So you can't, you know, you may not like Floyd. You may not like Klitschko. You may not like, what's his name? Who's the guy that's going to fight Teofimo?
Lomachenko.
Lomachenko, yeah, that's it. You may not like Lomachenko, but you can't take their, you know, you can't take the accomplishments away. Fight Doctor again, saying who did he beat? Anybody in his era.
Beat everyone that he beat.
Everyone in front of him. Everyone in his era for 10
years. Who didn't he beat besides Tyson Fury?
Who didn't he beat? Right. Which guy did you want to see Klitschko fight that he never fought? He fought David Haye.
Wilder.
Smash David Haye.
I wanted him to fight Wilder.
Yeah, I would have liked to see that too. And I tell you what, Wilder, you know what? Wilder was foolish for not taking that fight and letting AJ have that fight.
Yeah.
That was a foolish, foolish move, man.
I think Klitschko would have beat Wilder, maybe.
Yeah, I think so, too. So if Wilder and Shelley Finkel says that Wilder's not ready for Klitschko, then that indicates that his team felt that...
That's on record.
Yeah, it's on record.
It's on record. I can't refute it.
Yeah.
Can't refute it.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, man, he's definitely, like I said, man, in my eyes...